today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know, the difference between great music and poor music, it's not like poor music is here and great is this, and by degrees they get better or worse. The difference between them is so slight. You know, just a difference of production or a slightly different voice can change something that melts your heart into something that's kind of unlistenable or kind of background. So it's just making sure it all sits on the right side.
Hey everybody, happy Friday. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. And if you're listening to this on the day it's released, happy March 28th. Hope all are well. I want to thank everybody once again for contributing to new music. We just finished February's, and that means it's pretty close to March already. So we've already got one submission for March new music. So please get in your picks. We'll probably aim for sometime in the middle of April to do new music, mid to late, kind of like we did this month, depending how it all falls out. Today, I'm going to give you a quick Friday dose of perfect pop. And one thing that reminded me of the song that I'm going to induct into the perfect pop pantheon today was recently... I don't know, about a week ago, I had been feeling kind of under the weather for a few days and, you know, just general cruddy feeling, no energy, tired, you know, a little cold, basically. And I was basically had a couple days, you know, of downtime of just laying around resting and all that. And then I was starting to feel better on the third day. And I went downstairs to my record room and put some music on. And, you know, was just trying to shake those blues, shake that feeling completely off of me. And I had a mix on of some songs I had made on one of the streaming services. And it was just shuffling while I was doing some other things. And all of a sudden, what would come on but this song that I want to induct in the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame, folks. It's Spiritualized, doing Cool Waves from their incredible third album. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space. And I was sitting there and I listened to the song and the album many, many times, and I know it pretty well. But all of a sudden, like cutting through everything, about 2 minutes into the song, there's this part where the first sort of crescendo has built, you know, this first set of cool waves has washed over you. And then it kind of breaks. And then it's, you know, kind of like the oral equivalent of the undertow going back out to the sea. I've been talking about the sea a lot the past couple days. I don't know what's going on. But there's this moment all of a sudden where this little synthesizer tone or this little beep comes in. And right at that moment, I just connected again so deeply with this song. And I thought, God, this is a great song. This song is amazing. All because of a little beep.
Cause
All right, so there's a lot going on in the song. There's violin. There's a flute that's just kind of going crazy. I mean, you might nominate this for like some of the best flute playing ever on a rock song. Slightly above Jethro Tull. No offense to Jethro Tull fans. There's also a group that plays on this record, and I could not find any concrete evidence to confirm this, but there's a group called the Balanescu Quartet. They were an avant-garde string ensemble. I guess they still are. And I believe they come from the UK. I'm not exactly sure. But they play on this record. They play on Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. And I would guess they're on this track because there's some lovely underpinning of strings on this record. And if you don't know Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, stop this podcast right now and go listen to it in its entirety, forwards and backwards. But there's something just about the way this song is layered. Now, I know a lot of people, or at least things that I've heard or talked to people or read about this song, Cool Waves, a lot of people find it to be like the ultimate end of the night song, like 3 a.m., you know, you're just laying around in a beanbag chair and you put on Cool Waves and it just kind of takes you where you want to go. When you gotta sleep, babe, you gotta sleep. And all those lyrics and everything that's beautiful about this song, you know, Jason Pierce put together this just amazing tune. And I dig all that. But now I've got a new sort of connection to this song, which I treasure, that it cleared up my head and made me move away from feeling bad and into feeling better. So that's a beautiful stepping stone to have, a little rock right in the middle of the creek to continue the water metaphor. But just an amazing record. And the way it all fits together is pretty incredible, and it sneaks up on you. It's one of those songs on the album that could float by, you know, without you really appreciating it. But to me, man, geez, especially with this most recent incident where I was lifted up by cool waves washing over me, I think there was nothing else I could do to play my little tribute, my little part in the majesty of Cool Waves by Spiritualized, but to induct it into the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame. And there she goes, all the way down the hallway into the glittering line of trophies. The other day I was looking at our song list that's available on silverspod.com. It's now in a Google Doc, which is cool because it's sortable, and was going to try to go in and see where we are on Perfect Pop. But I'll do that, and I'll report back to people. But with that, I want you to take that little Perfect Pop nugget with you into the weekend. Enjoy yourself. And we'll be back on Monday with a bracket update for the 80s Madness Countdown. You're not going to want to miss that. So until then, let's have some more cool waves wash over us in the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame. I am Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, we will talk to you guys next week. Cause when you gotta sleep
I've been talking about the sea a lot the past couple days. I don't know what's going on.